This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Threats to Colorado's children rose during the pandemic, CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
The numbers are tragic, but relatively small. 28 children died due to some kind of neglect or abuse. When near fatal and egregious incidents are combined, there were 84 cases last year. That's a 33% increase, according to a state report. Jonathan Singer, a former state representative and caseworker, says COVID meant that families were harder to reach.
Child welfare was not able to intervene fast enough because they weren't getting the reports of less egregious issues soon enough.
Singer says in his experience, substance abuse issues with the parents were a major factor. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The state's Child Protection Watchdog will now be empowered to investigate facilities that house unaccompanied migrant children in Colorado. The office typically looks into complaints in the state child welfare system, but lawmakers moved this spring to broaden that mandate to include investigations into the safety of unaccompanied immigrant children in federal or state custody. Colorado reached a pandemic milestone over the weekend when the state announced that 70% of adults have gotten at least one shot of the COVID-19 vaccine. President Biden said he wanted the country to reach that point by July 4th. Only 12 of Colorado's 64 counties have individually hit Biden's goal. Nearly half the state's counties are under 50% vaccinated. Parts of the areas burned in last year's wildfires are starting to reopen. Most campgrounds within the area affected by the Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins will reopen for the summer. Areas burned by the Williams Fork Fire near Winter Park are reopening too. Those areas that remain closed are prone to flooding and landslides. And the Front Range and the mountains have a chance for thunderstorms again this afternoon. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.